Three whiskeys. Then we'll talk about something to eat.
I got stew, it's hot, and fresh home-baked bread my old woman just took from the oven.
Sounds good. We'll drink first.
The barkeep looked at the identical three stone necklaces on Matt and Sam. He looked hard at Sam.
I ain't never served up no whiskey to Injuns. If you is an Injun.
He's a breed. Pour the rot gut.
No offense meant.
The fat man filled the shot glass in front of Sam, which Sam had carefully wiped out with a handkerchief.
None taken.
Sam smiled, then suddenly whipped out a long-bladed knife. His eyes hardened. The barkeep backed up as far as he could go.
But don't serve me over three whiskeys. It stirs up my Indian blood, and I get vicious and might take a notion to start scalping.
Two'll be your limit.
Sam sheathed his knife and picked up his drink. The three of them moved to a table, arranging the chairs so they could all look over into the corner.
I don't recognize the brands on them horses out in the corral. You reckon they might be stolen?
I wouldn't doubt it.
We ain't riding no stolen horses. Them horses was bought by us.
They mighty tired animals. You boys been pushing hard since you left the Pecos. Think you ought to give them a rest.
We ain't been close to the Pecos, and I don't recall asking for your opinion on nothing. So why don't you just shut your trap?
M's Texas Rangers, boys.
That don't spell crap to me. And it damn sure don't give him the right to call us horse thieves.
I think we hurt his feelings.
Maybe so. But how do you hurt the feelings of a liar?
Good point.
You calling me a liar?
I'm calling you all liars. You're liars, backshooters, ambushers, and hired killers. We've trailed you all for days. And we've left a string of dead bodies from the Pecos to here. And the list includes Tom Johnson, Hale Rivers, Barry Jackson, and Heck Tucker. Now what do you have to say about that, you ugly bastard?